12. Harvard Kennedy School. Han Meimei and John are reading magazines in the periodical reading room. Look, you Americans has conceived of a new method to deal with its relations with other countries.
Is it soft power?
No, it's smart power.
What's that?
Here, it reads that smart power is the ability to combine hard and soft power into a winning strategy. It's defined by Joseph Nye. But I don't see much difference from it. Its aim is still to maintain its superpower position.
We don't talk about politics and diplomacy, okay? It's too sensitive. But I can tell you something about Joseph Nye.
Who's this guy?
What I want to talk about is not Nye himself, but Harvard Kennedy School from which he graduated. Or you can call it Kennedy School of Government.
I know it. It's also a very famous graduate school at Harvard. Training up its students to become outstanding civil servants, politicians, and statesmen.
This school is relatively young compared with other Harvard schools. It only has a history of about 70 years.
Really? That's pretty young. Why did such an idea as founding a government school pop into its founder's mind?
At that time, the United States was in Great Depression and was on the verge of going into World War II. There seemed to be a lack of excellent talents in government.
That was a dark period in American history. A lot of people were out of work and lived a miserable life. People nearly lost confidence in government.
Therefore, a Harvard alumnus called Lucius N. Littoir donated some money to Harvard to found a new school, which would train talents for the government.
The benefactor was Littauer? I thought his name was Kennedy, because schools are often named after their benefactor, like Harvard University after John Harvard, and Widener Library after Harry Elkins Widener.
I have no idea. I just know that there is a center named after him, the Littoir Center.
Then why is it called Kennedy School? Does Kennedy here represent John Kennedy?
Yes, actually, its full name is John F. Kennedy School of Government.
Did he make great contribution to the school?
Not really, but he made great contribution to the country.
His compassion for the blacks incurred anger from the white extremists, and he was assassinated by one of them.
You're very familiar with American history.
I took a world history class.
Maybe Kennedy School want its students to remember Kennedy's spirit and be good government officials.
I heard that the school not only trains up talents for American government, but helps other nations train their government talents.
There have been tens of thousands of foreign students from more than 130 countries in the school.
I'm not talking about students. There was an agreement between Chinese government and U.S. government that from 2002 to 2007, the school must train 60 officials for Chinese central and local governments.
I don't know, but I hope such cooperation can last as long as possible.
So do I. If only there were no great conflicts, which would threaten the peaceful relations among countries.